Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, my friend?
What's going on? Can I give you a statistic that sports bars are not going to like?
What's
before
that?
We get into baseball?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was literally just reading this before you called. So I work on the Seton Hall Sports Poll. It's the only nationwide sports poll. Nearly 38% of all Americans said they would be watching at least part of the coverage online.
Oh, I believe
number.
It. I believe it, yeah.
That's a high number. And the only takeaway from that is it used to be that offices would cut out early to watch the afternoons at sports bars. And now they're staying in their offices because they have the online component.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Online is hurt the business in a sense. There's something, though, to be said for being down there with a bunch of friends and a beer and
wings. I don't deny that. It's the same thing with the movie theater, though.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It's the same concept, but community is not enough, and it's so easy to access the games. And
right.
I know that's not why you had me on. I literally...
No, I agree with you, though.
As I heard your point, I said, ooh, I should bring that up.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Online viewing in many different aspects has hurt the bar industry, specifically baseball, football. I mean, you can watch it anywhere, any place, anytime. It used to be it was an event. You gathered your friends. Everybody headed out. If you didn't go to the game, you were heading out to a bar or a pub or a place to go, or maybe even a house, and you were watching the game. Now, we become a little bit lazier society, and it's easier just to punch it up on your phone. Although I will say this, the bars, they tend to have all the games on, but if there's a game that you don't have on that you're watching down with the friends at the bar, how many times have you gone to a sports bar and it seems like everybody's sitting at the table watching their phone?
Well, it's part of it, and I think that one of the things that has changed ever since Turner got involved with CBS is you have now the choice. Where you used to, when we were growing up, we didn't have a choice. You watched whatever CBS was showing you. And so if you were not in a, let's say, for example, you know, Marquette's not playing, let's just say hypothetical, then you have to choose between the four other games. But I think these 2 days, because of the online gambling, because of just this is such a gambling favorable sport, there is proven evidence that it is not about the hometown team. Look, I'm a Syracuse fan. I will have seen 15 other games before my alma mater takes the court.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No,
What other sporting event does that? Like, even in the baseball playoffs, you know, when the Brewers were in the playoffs, the Brewers were center stage. Is there any Wisconsin college basketball team that is center stage today? Not really.
Right. Hey, I do want to talk some baseball, and give me your thoughts real quick, because I thought it was a neat and touching thing. I didn't get a chance to see it live, but obviously Ichiro retiring in the Tokyo Dome today. What a special thing for baseball to be able to allow that there.
Well, yes, but I could argue that if those had been exhibition games, they would have sold the same amount of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I would have done it earlier in March and had them be exhibition games. And I understood why they did what they did, but those games were on at 2:30 at night in Pacific time. And I think that's a great disservice to the folks in Seattle and Oakland. It is baseball and opening with a whimper. And you think about other sports and how they celebrate the opening game. Look at what the NFL has made. They hire musical acts to perform at halftime of the opening game. The opening game has become a jewel event. Where in baseball, opening day is supposed to be so special, and to me it's an afterthought because of what? Because of one guy? And I love Ichiro. Don't get me wrong. I covered Ichiro. I can't say I'm friends with him, but I have a relationship with him. He's a special player, and he's an amazing player. I used to say it would look like he was hitting with a tennis racket, but I just thought it was more – I think it did more harm than good to have those games in Tokyo. And to have him play for two games – in games that count, I question it.
Do you, I was going to say, do you like the fact that they just played those two games there just so he could kind of say goodbye and do it that way? And so obviously not, but don't the Mariners have a say in that?
Of course they do. I mean, look, this was all, there was no guarantee when they agreed to have these games there, there was no guarantee that Ichiro was going to be still playing. You know, first of all, Ichiro had to be told he wasn't going to make the team. He wanted to play this entire year. He didn't want to do it this way. What they agreed was that he went to camp with the sole purpose of trying to be the fifth outfielder on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And his skills eroded. He's 45.
Right, I know. He's 45, yeah.
I'm not slighting the guy. But once he found out he wasn't making the team, that's when they started to concoct this. And, you know, knowing that it could be the Tokyo Dome, the Mariners had to place him on the big league roster, on the big league 25-man roster, and then just so he could retire. Well, okay.
Does Ichiro go to the Hall of Fame?
Oh, my God, yes.
I thought so.
Oh, my God, yes. I would waive the 5 years for him. I mean, he's such a special player. He could do everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had a rocket for an arm. He was an amazing. He had so much range that he could play right and center. And like I said, anywhere he wanted to place the ball, he could. He hit to all fields. And if he wanted to be a home run hitter, he could have been. And he didn't want to sacrifice at bats for the thrill of the home run.
That was going to be my next question, because he was a guy that could put the ball everywhere. And that
everywhere.
What Ichiro is, what you're seeing, and to me, when I was watching the highlights of him retiring, I was saying to myself, we're watching the end of the last of the guys that can do it. And by I mean because he's not the launch angle, power, grip it and rip it, you know, chicks dig the long ball guy who could have been. He was a guy that said, I can put the ball all over, and getting guys on base is just as important. And he was kind of like the last of the Tony Gwynn or Pete Rose guys that we'd watched growing up. Those guys are a dying breed, and now you're watching Ichiro retire, and that's it. I don't think there's another guy like that really in baseball that's not succumbing to the analytics.
No, and certainly not in Japan. Japan has been known for pitchers. It has not been known for position players. So he is a pioneer, but he's also probably the best ever. A lot of people compare him to Sadaharu Oh, but Sadaharu Oh was a different player. He was a home run hitter. And Ichiro could literally do everything. The guy was a masterful athlete. And I can tell you one Ichiro story, and then if you call me off the air, I can tell you a better one.
Tell me an Ichiro story. Go ahead.
When Ichiro had his press conference, that was the last thing I did with the Seattle Mariners before moving to work for MLB in 2001. And so that was the last, you know how you give like 3 weeks or 2 weeks notice? This is the last assignment that I had was his arrival. And it was broadcast in like four countries. It was more attended than a playoff game. It was crazy. And someone asked him the question, they said, does having Kaz Sasaki on the team help you want to join the Seattle Mariners? Remember Kaz Sasaki, the relief pitcher?
Right.
And through a translator who spoke broken English, and I'm not going to do a Japanese accent, but I will give you it word for word. He said, good thing and bad thing. Good thing, have someone to talk to about Major League, but bad thing, because Mr. Sasaki likes to drink, and me want clause in contract, no have to go out with him after game. And this whole, I mean, you're talking hundreds of people that he did this in front of, and he's grinning. And all I said to the people that I was leaving, you know, the people with the Mariners that I was leaving the next day, and all I said was, he is going to be a rock star. We did not know how great a player he would be. But he's a rock star, because somebody who could be that cool as a cucumber and be personable in this day and age with media the way it is, he's such a rare breed. He's a fascinating, fascinating guy. I hope they do movies about him. I hope they write books about him. I will read everyone.
Talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. You and I have not spoken since Mike Trout got paid. We kept saying, what is Mike Trout going to be worth now that all this is all the dust is settled? And now we found out.
Yeah.
Did you expect that quickly?
After Arenado, I did. People think it has to do with Bryce Harper. It doesn't. This is solely something based on Nolan Arenado. There has been a reaction, and I've talked about this all week, to the fact that the labor stuff is happening already, that the fact that now the league wants to talk to the union, the fact that the union set up a strike fund, and they're talking about potentially challenging guaranteed money. They're talking about challenging term limits, meaning you can't sign guys for longer than 2 or 3 year deals. There could be all kinds of things on the table. And from what I am able to ascertain is that long-term contracts can get grandfathered in. So once Nolan Arenado, who openly knew that the New York Yankees did not pursue Manny Machado because they wanted Nolan Arenado, mm-hmm. once he knew, and he still signed with the Colorado Rockies, again, and no slight to the Rockies, he loves it there, but as a slight to the Rockies, for him to do that, I said, Trout's going to sign with the Angels. And I didn't know it was going to be 12 years. I didn't know it was going to be 430. And if you want to match, you know, there's something with war and dollar figure compared to war. They said he's worth $79 million a year. And, you know, he's just signing for, what, 36? I mean, it's a bargain. The fact of the matter is that once this labor situation becomes a reality, it's why what Mookie Betts said is so alarming, because Mookie Betts is a free agent in 2020, and he doesn't know what the playing field's going to be like.
Right. Yeah, that's and I had heard the same thing, that this wasn't necessarily a signing out of the goodness of their heart when it came to the nope. Angels. This was a signing out of almost necessity.
I said, if you're the Brewers, you sign Christian Yelich tomorrow. And if you're the Mets, you sign Jacob deGrom today. Like, get these guys, get your star signed.
Yeah.
And every team's going to have a star, because I think they're going to attack the very fabric of free agency, and Christian Yelich doesn't need that.
Yep.
Because he's going to be older than, for example, what Mike Trout is now, or you know, he's not an old man by any stretch. But if he can get an extension for Christian Yelich with Milwaukee, he likes it there. Sign him.
Yep.
And I would imagine those conversations are happening right now.
I would completely agree with you, Seth. It's always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy whatever it is you're going to watch the tournament on. And we'll talk again next week, buddy. Okay.
Charge up the iPad. Let's
go. There you go. All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Seth Evett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes. And he's got a terrific point, in case you haven't heard that already. That is true, that there's a lot of talk right now about labor disruption and some of the things that are being attacked via Major League Baseball and the Players Association and both sides. I want to dig in staunchly. 855-830-8648. Join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.